السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. In today's hadith lesson, we discuss the different forms of shuhada and martyrs. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke so many a time about those who are martyrs. Before we start and translate and comment on the hadith, we need to understand three masalas and three issues. One is a person fighting the enemy day in Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, or in Somalia, Sudan, all these places where Muslims are under attack from the enemy, and that person's intention is to keep the deen of Islam lofty and exalted. The person's intention is to let the flag of Islam fly. That person's intention is not corrupted, corroded. So, and he dies in that battle against the enemy, he is a martyr in this world and a martyr in the year after. Shaheed in this world and shaheed in the year after. So for people like that, they jannatul firdaus, inshaAllah. Yughfaru li shaheedi kullu dhanbin illa dain. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. For the martyr, all the debts are forgiven, all the sins are forgiven, except the debt. Meaning that if he owes people, so that would not be forgiven unless they forgive him. So it shows that the great rank and status of the martyr, that is the martyr in this world and in the year after. Second type of martyr is he, that he fought here in this world, he gave his life, but the intention was not for the sake and pleasure of Allah, it was for bravery, it was for asabiyya, partisanship, fighting for his country, or fighting for money, or fighting for booty. It was not really the intention for Islam and the pleasure of Almighty Allah. So he'll be a martyr in this world, but not a martyr in the year after, because Almighty Allah alone is the judge, and Allah knows his intention and motive. The third one, and that is our lesson, people who will be martyrs in the year after. Meaning that those people, they will be, inshallah, tomorrow on the day of justice, among the shuhada and among the martyrs. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said there are seven categories of such people in the authentic hadith, and that's the hadith we are going to do today. So in this world, we will treat them as ordinary people, meaning we will give them ghusl as we normally give a person ghusl, or for example, we will then give them the kafan and shroud them, we will read Salatul Janaza, but tomorrow on day of justice, they will be raised up with the martyrs. Who are these seven fortunate people? An Jabirin radiallahu ta'ala nuqal. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala nu says, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, that the Master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi sallam said, ash-shahadatu sab'un, martyrdom in the year after. So we told you that martyrdom, where the intention is good and pure and clean, in this world also that person gave his life, made the supreme sacrifice, then he's a martyr in this world and in the year after. And inshallah for him is Jannatul Firdaus. Where the intention is tainted, polluted, so shahada will happen in this world, but not in the year after, because there was no ikhlas and sincerity. And third one, only considered a martyr in the year after, not in this world. So these are the people Nabi alayhi salatu salam spoke about. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the master said, Ash-shahada tu sab'un, that you get 7 types of people who will be martyrs in the year after. It means, siwal qatli fi sabilillah, besides those people who made the supreme sacrifice and gave their life in this world. So they are martyrs of the highest rank, the highest degree. So we are not speaking about them, we are speaking of other people. Now each one of them we need to elaborate and discuss. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, number one, al-mat'oonu shaheedun. People who are mat'oon. Mat'oon means people who are caught up in a plague, people who are caught up in some epidemic, people who are caught up in some place where there is such a sickness, everybody is just dying. So those people who pass away like that, they are shuhada and martyrs in the year after. We need to understand this properly. In Islam, we say that all sickness comes from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Good, bad, happy, sad, all comes from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Does Islam believe in contagious diseases? Islam says you must believe that every sickness comes from Allah. Don't attribute it to the other people. I touched this person, or I shook hands with that person, so he made me sick. No, the sickness came from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it is to restore and preserve and maintain and rectify our beliefs and structures. So therefore, we should be very, very careful on that. Likewise, Islam taught us, firra min al-madzoom, that run away from people who have leprosy, kama tafirru min al-asad, like how you run away from a lion, from an animal. So it means that precaution also must be taken. So it does not mean that Islam is just telling us that we must not be precautious. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu khudhu hizrakum. They take your caution and be precautious about these issues and these matters. So if a person, he didn't know, he just went to a certain place and then that person passed away. Or he was in a certain place, a certain virus came about, a certain epidemic, pandemic came about, and that person passed away. So these people are considered as martyrs in the year after. So always ask Almighty Allah for respectful death. Imagine a person dies in a casino, a person dies at the escort agency, a person dies in a place of disgrace and humiliation, Allah forbid. So his name is in the gutters, the family's reputation is tarnished, and the image of that family is totally gone. So all this we need to beg Almighty Allah. Inna sadaqata latudfi'u ghadab al-Rabbi. When we give charity, when you gave 50 cents, 1 rand, $1, half a dollar, whatever it might be, so it extinguishes the anger of Allah, وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَ السَّوْءَ, and it repels and drives away an evil death. So when we give charity, cash your kind, one loaf of bread, some food, make intention, O Allah, give me a respectful death. So that's the first type of people and group of people. وَالْغَرِيقُ شَهِيدٌ. People who are drowned, they are shaheed. Drown means not you go into the swimming pool or into the sea, you don't know how to swim, and then you say that suicide death. This means that you are in a boat and the boat capsized, or you know how to swim, but a strong current came unexpectedly and that drove and that took you away. So that is what is meant. Not people who are frustrated and they are disillusioned with life and they go and throw themselves in a swimming pool or in the river or dam. That is suicide, is haram, is not permissible. Yeah, gharik means that either your boat capsized or either you know swimming and now by mistake something happened, that waves came or the current was too strong and it dragged that person away. So that person there will be shaheed as well. So therefore, we are supposed to be careful when we go and swim. We make intention of sunnah, but likewise, we should not be going too deep. We should not be going too far if we are not expert swimmers. So everywhere how there are virtues, then there are certain conditions as well. So that's the second category Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about. The first one, those people who are affected in a plague or in a pandemic, an epidemic. So, and the second one, those people who drown. وَصَاحِبُ ذَاتِ الْجَنْبِ شَهِيدٍ. And the third category, those people who suffer from pleurisy. This is a type of illness. You know, if you ask the doctors and medical fraternity, they will tell you pleurisy is that there is that covering on the lung, and when that gets inflamed, then that leads to pleurisy. So that is like something to do with lung diseases. So those people who have these lung diseases and they pass away like that, so they are now shaheed. But today you find people, they are smoking, they are doing funny things. So they will not fall in this. This means people who don't do haram things on a daily basis, then they will be shaheed. So we can't be eating pork, Allah forbid. We can't be drinking alcohol, smoking, all which are haram and not permissible, or makruh tahrimi in the case of cigarettes, and sinful, and then we say no. So this is sickness that comes. So then that person there will be considered a shaheed. How Islam has told us, this I'll mention this incident. Everything in Islam is considered sacred, and three things are considered to be the most sacred. One is the life of that person, one is the wealth of that person, and one is considered the honor and dignity of that person. Somebody comes to you and attacks you, like today the hijacking and the crime and all that it goes on, and you defend yourself and you get killed in the process. Another hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Man qutila duna nafsihi fawa shaheed. Whoever got killed while protecting his life and his body, so he is a martyr. So meaning in the year after, he'll be considered also as a martyr. So people want to hijack you, you want to steal in your house and so forth. Man qutila duna malihi. Who got killed protecting his wealth in his shop, in his farm, in his house. So all those people there who are protecting themselves, they shaheed. Man qutila duna irzihi. A person who got killed protecting their honor, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Somebody's daughter, somebody's niece, some female, somebody's wife, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah make hifazat. That people want to rape her, and she retaliates, and she tries and defend herself, and to protect her honor and dignity. So she got killed in the process. She's a shaheed and a shaheeda. So male will be shaheed and female will be shaheeda. They asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulallah, when this person comes to attack us, to kill us or take our wealth or steal our honor and dignity and harm our honor, then we kill him, what happens? The master Habibullah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Huwa finnar, that person who attack you, he's in Jahannam. So imagine if they kill us, we are shaheed in the year after, and we kill them, they go to Jahannam. So therefore, we as Muslims should always realize, whatever happens, we are the winner, that we are in the best condition. So that is the beauty of Islam. I give you one incident, and this is of an example of a person who shaheed in this world and shaheed in the year after. The person's name, Sa'id bin Jubair. Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu rahimahullah is that person, one of the great tabi'in, people who met sahabas. He met Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anuma. He met Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anuma. Abdullah bin Abbas, Ra'isul Mufassirin, the great commentator of the glorious Quran, was one of his greatest teachers, and he was one of the greatest students. And the story is long. Anyway, Sa'id bin Jubair now grows up, and he and Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the tyrant of this ummah. In Tirmidhi Sharif, it is mentioned that he, Hajjaj, killed 120,000 sahaba. He murdered and killed Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu an sahabi. He poisoned Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anuma. So this is the person Hajjaj bin Yusuf is. 120,000 people he killed. See how he killed Sa'id bin Jubair, the tabi'i, the successor, people who made companions. When the time came, Sa'id bin Jubair told him, I'm going to speak the truth, whether you like it or not. You know these tyrants and oppressors, that is what they do not like. When people speak the truth in their face, they feel humiliated and disgraced. He told his executioners, take him and kill him. And then Sa'id bin Jubair started smiling. Before that, Hajjaj was involved in a dialogue. He asked him, why don't you smile? He said, what is there to smile about and laugh about when there's so much oppression and wrongdoing, and when death is there on our any time it can strike? So why should I smile? When the verdict was passed, kill him, then Sa'id bin Jubair smiled. So now this infuriated the executioners. People normally tremble, and this person is smiling. So he asked, why are you smiling? He said, we do everything for the pleasure of Allah, and now we are going to meet Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, therefore I am smiling. Imagine the martyrs of Islam, the shuhada of Islam, O Ummat Muslimah, remember our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red, the black ink of the scholars and the red blood of our martyrs. Whether it be in the land of Iraq, whether it be in the land of Afghanistan or Palestine, in the land of Sudan or Somalia, wherever you go, the blood of our martyrs keeps the flag of Islam flying. The enemy are the biggest cowards, whether it be in Israel, whether in America, whether in Britain. Remember that they are not prepared to die. They fear death, and their love for life is so much. But a true Muslim, he has so much love for death. And that is what the enemy can never understand. How come does Muslims love martyrdom so much? So Sa'id bin Jubair rahimahullah smiled. And they told him that now he laid down. He said, fine, kill me. And he read, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma ana minal mushrikeen. I turn my face to that Allah who created the heavens and the earth. So to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I am not from the mushrikeen. So Hajjaj got infuriated. He said, turn him around away from the Qibla, because he turned toward the Qibla. So they turned him around upside down and they turned him away. He read the verse, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجُّ اللَّهِ. The east and the west, all belongs to Almighty Allah. Wherever you turn, there you will find the countenance of Allah. Thus infuriated and enraged Hajjaj and his executioners even further. They told the executioners, turn him upside down, let his face face the ground. So when they did that, they wanted to humiliate Sa'id bin Jubair. Sa'id bin Jubair read the following verse, Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Minha khalaqnakum, from the sand and soil and sand and land, we created you. And in the sand, we are going to put you back and return you. And day of justice, from the sand, we will reproduce you and take you out from there. Hajjaj was totally fed up. And then he said, kill him. When that person was about to strike, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. O Allah, I die with the kalima, and I bear testimony truly there is none worthy of worship but you, O Allah. And I bear testimony Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only messenger and the final messenger of Almighty Allah. The only messenger internationally it means. Otherwise there are other prophets and messengers as well. Then he made his final dua. Allahumma la tusallithu. Allahumma la tusallithu. Ba'di. That, O Allah. Allahumma la tusallithu ala ahadin ba'di. O Allah, do not give him the power to kill anybody after me. And that is Hajjaj. So Sa'id bin Jubayn made dua against him. The dua of a mazloom, the dua of an oppressed person, the dua of a person who's going to be shaheed, and this is shaheed fi dunya wal akhirah. He gave his life here in this world, and for the sake of truth, for the pleasure of Allah, and he's a martyr in the year after as well, inshallah. After that, Hajjaj finished his 120,000, and whenever he wanted to kill people, then is to see Sa'id bin Jubair coming to him and holding him firmly. And he then passed away, humiliated and disgraced as well. Hajjaj bin Yusuf. He couldn't kill anybody. The dua of Sa'id bin Jubair accepted. How many of our people today, Sharon, how many zulam you made, how much oppression you made, and the Palestinian children cried, the women cried, the men cried, and by Allah, justice prevails. Today, humiliation, disgrace, how many more can he kill? And he's there lying, punished when disgraced and humiliated by Allah. This is the system of Allah. So one example only we gave you. Study our history. You will know what sacrifices were made for Islam. When we speak of Shahada, then this is Shahada. And this is what we should desire for. O Allah, my life. O Allah, my body. O Allah, my wealth. O Allah, my talent, ability, capability. Everything I spend for you, for your pleasure, O Almighty Allah. A person who does not desire Shahadat and martyrdom, he has died the death of munafik and hypocrite. secret. I didn't say that. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said that. Think about it, Ummat Muslimah. Today we want to behave like the kafir culture, the condom culture with their wine, dine and swine. And today the Muslims want to emulate and imitate them. Yeah, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is telling us, Ash-shahadatu sab'un, 7 types of shahadat, and people who will be considered martyrs in the year after. Siwal qatli fi sabilillah, beside those who are killed and martyred in the path of Allah, like one example we gave you of Sa'id bin Jubayr rahimahullah. His name shines in history, the man who stopped all the oppression of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Al-matu'unu shahidun, people who suffered in a plague and an epidemic and they died. Wal-ghariqu shahidun, people who are drowned, they are martyrs. Wasahibu dhatil jambi shahid, and people who die with the lung in, the diseases, you know, and the problem with pleurisy. So that is what you call dhatul jam. So dead people, they are also shahid. Well, mabutunu shaheed, people who die of stomach illnesses, whether it be cholera, whether it be other illnesses with the stomach, so many can be developed today and problems occur today. So you ask the doctors, so all that will come in under mabtun, people who have digestion problem, people have this problem. So all that will come under mabtun. Wasahibu al-hariqi shaheed, people whose bodies are burnt. Imagine that today the enemy burned the Muslims. Imagine today the enemy what they are doing to the Muslim. That with their chemical weapons of theirs, with their nuclear weapons, and what weapons. So when people burn, or an accident takes place, and that person is incinerated and burned, they say beyond recognition. You cannot even recognize who that person is. So all this are considered a shaheed. وَالَّذِي يَمُوتُ تَحْتَ لَهَدْمِ شَهِيدٍ, and those people who die under a destruction, something fell on them. They in an operation, they in a mine, and now that mine shaft fell off them. So obviously the condition and prerequisite is iman. The person must have iman and faith and conviction in Islam. Then obviously that person will be shaheed. Or for example, that person was in a car, and the car capsized, and the car fell on that person there. Or, for example, a person met up with a head-on collision, some accident, and there the other car smashed him and he fell, passed away. So all these are considered to be shaheed and martyrs. Yesterday we heard about the sister Bibi Jasat who passed away, rahimahullah, and that is what prompted me and motivated me to mention this. Wal mar'atu tamutu, and that mother, that sister who passes away, bi jum'in, that she is carrying the child. At the time of pregnancy, now she gave birth and she passes away. While carrying the child, she passes away. Just after giving birth, she passes away. So all that comes. So the sister passed away as a shahida. Shaheed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So who are the 7? Let us count them quickly. Those people who pass away in an epidemic and plague, 1. Those people who drown, 2. Those people who died due to pleurisy, the infection and inflammation there on the covering of the lung. Wal mabdunu shaheed, those people who die with stomach illnesses and so forth, 4. Wasaibul hariqi shaheed, and those people who are burnt, so they are also martyrs and shaheed. Walladhi yamutu tahta al-hadmi shaheed, those people whose bodies are crushed, whether in an accident or whether a wall or a building fell down, many a time all these type of things happen. Wal mar'atu tamutu bi jum'in, and the lady who passed away before giving birth, at the time of giving birth, after giving birth, so she is also a shahida. Rawahu Malik. Imam Malik rahimahullah has mentioned this hadith in his Mu'atta Imam Malik. Wa Abu Dawood wa Nasai, and Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Nasai has mentioned this. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah writes, huwa hadithun sahihun li shawahidihi al-kathira, authentic hadith, because so many people have mentioned this. So this hadith is authentic. O Ummat Muslimah, at least make this dua. O Almighty Allah, give us the death of martyrdom. Amirul Mu'mineen, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, that is the great giant of Islam. Allah marzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. O Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj al mauti bi baladi rasulik, and give me death in the city of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you make dua sincerely, Almighty Allah gives us better than what we ask for. He said, Allah give me martyrdom, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. The fire worshipper Zoroastrian came and stabbed him, and that is how he passed away after a few days. So for the time he was stabbed by the fire worshipper, and he passed away in Medina. So both du'as are accepted. But he never asked for that he must be buried next to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Sayyidina Umar, his sacrifices, his sincerity, his love for the Master alayhi salatu salam, Allah said, Ya Abu Bakr, Allah said, Ya Umar, that you are buried and be buried with the Master. This is sallallahu alayhi wasallam and radiallahu anhuma. So this is how Allah accepts the du'as. May Almighty Allah bless us that we die with iman. Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah was asked, the sage of the age, O Junaid, are you better or the dog is better? Me and you, someone ask us, we'll just want to fight. He said, it depends. If I die with iman, I'm better. And if I die without iman, even the dog is better than me. Think of it, O Ummat Muslimah. May Almighty Allah make us die with iman. Tawaffani, tawaffani Muslimah. Wa alhiqni bi shuhada'i wa salihin. O Allah, let us die as Muslims and mu'mins. O Allah, join us with the martyrs and the pious people. Dua mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. There are certain duas. If you put all the duas together, you will find it. Some portions are mentioned in the Quran, some in the Hadith. And second, that may Almighty Allah bless our marhumin and our deceased, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Next up, we have Sheikh Waleed from the Durban studio, 3:30 to 4, Maulana Siddharth with the Arabic lesson. 5:30, inshallah, Maulana Ahmed Faisal of Mayfair will render the Nasiha. 7 to 8, we will be back in the studio with inheritance. Make dua for us as well. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil.